and welcome to our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Hebrews, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Hebrews. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hi, I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Hebrews. I'm so glad you're here. Such a wonderful book. God reveals so much about our Savior Jesus Christ and the depth of effort that God went into creating such a wonderful Savior, and how he compares to other aspects of the Jewish religion. We're in chapter three. First two chapters in started the comparison of Christ to other aspects of the Jewish religion, showing that Christ is better than angels. In chapter three, we began a process where he's comparing, in brief, Christ compared to Moses and certain aspects of the law. And we've covered chapters of verses 1 and 2 last time. Now, again, as a brief review, why is he doing this comparison? Because the author writing to the Hebrews, we don't know where they are, probably in Rome, as some people have speculated, probably in the 60s AD. Again, we're not quite sure of the date, but they appear to be immature Christians. So they most likely have accepted Christ by faith alone and his death and resurrection for eternal life, but they've returned to the law or aspects of the Jewish religion to further their faith or live their Christian life, at least at some level, maybe depending on the individual. So Paul, if he's the author, and that's controversial, but the author is patiently, at least for the first half of the book, going through these comparisons, saying why Jesus is better. So we learn in the first two verses that Moses, of course, through whom God gave the law, the Jewish law, was faithful in his house. But then in verse 3, he says, today, for this man was counted worthy, and we're talking about Christ here, of more glory than Moses, inasmuch he who has built the house hath more honor than the house. So he's saying that directly Christ received more glory because he built the house. We know Christ is a creator. He created all things along with God and probably the Holy Spirit. And he also maintains creation. So Colossians 1 verses 16 through 17 is a good verse for this. So Moses was faithful in his house. Otherwise, house here literally means house in the secular Greek, but has a sense here probably a family, clan, his group, those with whom he was responsible or over whom he was responsible. He was faithful, but God, Christ has even more glory. He built a house. He just didn't maintain it. He also deserves more honor than the house itself. Otherwise, more than the Jewish descendants, certainly, who were so sinful, over which Moses ruled, was the mediator between God and the Jewish nation. Verse 4, for every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. So another way that the Godhead is more important than Moses is that God built, even though Moses was faithful over his house, God created all things. So Christ is worthy of more honor than Moses, and God has built all things. And basically, it puts Moses in context. Now, again, why was Moses and the law important? God used Moses to congregate his people outside of Egypt through the Red Sea and build a people for himself. And God gave the law through Moses. The law was there to organize his people, give them a platform of worship, and to educate them about Messiah. So the law was not an end product of himself. It taught the Jews about faith, the Messiah that would come to take away their sin, but the law was not salvation. The law did not provide salvation. That came through the earlier Abrahamic covenant, which we'll talk a lot about in future chapters. So Moses, vitally important, and he was a type of Christ, over which we spoke about last time. He himself prefigured and taught the Jews about Messiah himself, but he is not Messiah. The law was important, but it is now fulfilled by Christ, and it is not active, as we know from Romans 10:4, and also we'll learn in chapter 7 of this book. So you can see the distinctions here. As wonderful as Moses is, he is not the Messiah. And we'll continue this lesson in comparison to Moses, very interesting, next time. And continue just to, even after this, a wonderful study in the book of Hebrews. I hope you'll join me for each lesson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.